BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. My name's Greg, I'm 16 and I'm from Edinburgh. You might not know this, but I am a genuine cat whisperer. Anyway, it's now time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So Greg introduced the show today. Greg, hi.
Hello.
So you are a cat whisperer. Talk me through that.
Well, my cat really listens to anything I say. That's all.
Your what?
The cat mainly just listens to most things I say. Almost like a dog.
All cats, or just your cat?
No, just my cat.
Listens to what you say?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of this? Like, when was the last time this happened?
When I let it in today, like, when I told it to sit, it genuinely sits down.
You did say that you were a genuine cat whisperer, though, at the start of the show, which I was quite impressed by, and now you're just saying that your cat listens to you.
It's nearly the same.
So you're not like that Caesar guy who does the dog whispering on the telly?
No, I'm not like him.
Oh, he's brilliant.
I've not seen this.
Oh, he's brilliant. This is what he does. Try this on your cat. He just goes... and then the dog just calms down.
Really?
Yeah.
But surely if it was that easy, everyone would be going... wouldn't they?
Well, I'm trying to work it out. I've watched two episodes. Maybe there's different things from other episodes, but it seems a bit weird that in both episodes I've seen, that's all he does.
Is this what you did this weekend?
Yeah. What?
Try that on your cat, Greg.
Okay.
What else does it do apart from sit?
It does tend to roll over quite a bit.
Does what?
does tend to roll over quite a bit.
Really?
But, I did just go shh and it ran away and it's now underneath the bed.
Does it fetch?
I've never tried playing fetch with a cat.
I'm starting to think the title of the show, you should have said, "Hi, I'm Greg and I've got an obedient cat."
Maybe you could just have said, "Hello, I'm Greg, I'm 16 and my cat rolls over a bit." Sometimes. It would have been kind of more accurate. Do you want to redo it?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Greg, I'm 16, I'm from Edinburgh and my cat rolls over sometimes. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Oh, there's someone at the door!
Yes.
Who is it?
It's one of my friends. She's been actually knocking on the window the whole time. I've been running away.
I thought it was the cat.
Ringing the doorbell.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is again. Hiya.
Well, I'm not talking about me.
I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Slightly misleading start to the show there, everybody. I'm really sorry about that. I'd love it if it was the actual cat, though.
Meow. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky.
Hiya.
Welcome back.
Thanks. Did you miss me on Friday?
Yeah, we did. How are you?
Good, thanks. All stitched up?
If you missed the show on Friday, Becky had a little injury. While you were washing up...
Yeah. I stuck my hand in a glass and it had obviously smashed.
Ah!
I didn't realise.
Ah.
And it, yeah, cut through my knuckle.
Yeah. It's had a lot of likes. I mean, not people like it. I don't think they like the fact that you hurt your hand. But
a lot of people were really disappointed, I saw. They were like, oh, she got the day off for that. No, it's by the time it had stitched up, it would have been pointless me getting to work.
Exactly.
Because it would have been too late for the show and I missed it anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, the way it was described to me was that your hand was hanging off at one point. Admittedly, it didn't look that bad in the picture, but
no. You
can't use your hand now.
No.
For how long?
Well, no, the movement's coming back. It's just because it's on my knuckle. I can't, move a mouse or anything.
I know,
hold a pen.
Or your right hand you can't do.
Yeah.
And I thought that we had a three-year-old working on the show today because Becky wrote down a phone number that we needed to call somebody. And I was like, okay, who wrote that?
Yeah.
That's how you write with your left hand.
That's my left-handed writings,
yeah. See, I'd be all right, because I'm a lefty.
But you should know, like when you're carrying melons and someone goes, oh, nice melons? Like today, if you've got an injury in your hand, everyone goes, oh, you should start saying, oh, look, you should see the other guy. So I'm going to do that now. Rather than pretend it's washing up, every time someone asks me, oh, how's your hand? Looks bad. I'll just go, you should see the other guy.
But that's rubbish.
Well, no, but
I don't understand
nice melons.
It. Yeah, I understand nice melons.
Yeah, but it's one of those rubbish dad jokes that people do, isn't it?
You should see the other guy. What other guy?
Well, pretend I got into, like, a big old fight or something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Right, good. Sorry.
It didn't work on you?
No, it didn't at all. I just thought, what other guy?
Well...
The one that you were in the fight with, right, okay, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, do that. That really works. Yeah, do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Becky's punishment for Titchmarsh Gate last week is about to happen. Right, if you've never listened to Radio 1 before, thank you very much for listening. But the more I think about people just tuning in now for the first time and not knowing what's going on, the more I generally get freaked out about what we do every day. Do you know what I mean?
It's
a little bit hard to explain if you haven't listened for a while, or maybe you are a brand new listener. But bear with it. You'll get used to it and you'll learn to love it. Now, this clip featured on something called Innuendo Bingo. I can't explain that now. That's far too complicated. We do that on Tuesday nights.
I don't even know what that means.
We do that on Tuesday nights. But this clip appeared in it, and it's a clip from the Radio 4 soap opera The Archers, which we love a lot.
There you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony.
Go on, pigs.
And you, straggling rod.
Oh, nice bunch of wieners, Neil.
Only the best for Bridge Farm.
I still love it. And the phrase...
Go on, pigs.
Go on, pigs, has become just like a little catchphrase now on the show for a couple of months. Last week, Becky went to the... Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Last week, Becky went to the Alan Titchmarsh show, sitting in the audience. And I did say, if you could shout Go on, pigs, while the audience are clapping, that would be ace. So she came back with this... which I was very, very impressed with.
One of the great things is that we saw in the papers today that Scott's own photographs have been saved for the nation.
The
whole collection that he took himself, they're now staying in this country.
No, I'm not going to lie. I totally fell for that. Like, I was so proud. I was like, oh, you did so well. That was so loud.
Do you know how long it took me to find a bit where he stumbled to make it seem like I'd put him off a little bit? That was a lot of work went into that.
Yeah. So you made it up. You added that on afterwards.
I did.
That never happened on the show.
Just to wind you up.
Yeah. But it sounded to me realistic, and I just thought you had...
You're an idiot then.
Well, I know.
It was
does.
Me at my desk upstairs with a bit of echo on it.
I thought she has got balls of steel. That's what I thought. But it wasn't to be. It didn't happen. But you fooled a lot of the audience that are listening as well. So we, me and the listener, have decided... that you need some kind of punishment.
Hmm.
So today, we made Becky call somebody and recite the entire Go on, pigs speech, all of it, down the phone to somebody that she really wouldn't want to do that to. Let's hear it. The person that you are going to be phoning right now is... the Director General of the BBC.
No.
Yes.
No.
Putting you through.
No, don't.
The most important person at the BBC. Let's do it. You said you'd do it.
What do I say to him?
Hello, Director General's office.
Hello, can I speak to the Director General, please?
Who's calling, please?
It's Becky.
Okay, let me just check if he's on the line. Okay, just putting you through now.
Do I just go in with it?
Hello,
it's Becky. Out you go. I've just.
Okay.
Sorry, I was just. Out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony. Go on, pigs. And you, straggler. Come on. Nice bunch of wieners there, Neil. Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why didn't you say something else?
Because I
thought you were just going to slip it into conversation. All you did was say the lines.
Yeah, but I thought when
oh,
I was gonna,
God.
No, but when I was going to do it, and then you said, it's the Director General, and I just totally panicked. And I thought, well, I don't want to give, like, my whole name. And then I just thought, oh, I'm just going to do it. And then I didn't even do the accent. And then...
I thought maybe you would have at least a little bit of a conversation first.
Well, I didn't know. What would you have said?
I don't know. Did your whole career flash before your eyes?
Mm-hmm.
potentially a fairly career-limiting call, that, I think. You did well.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die.
All right, Becky? That wasn't the Director General of the BBC.
What?
Just like it wasn't you shouting "Go on, pigs" at Alan Titchmarsh last week.
Did you not hear? How was? Are you total idiot?
Yes.
Why did I not guess that? I was so scared.
One
I didn't
all.
Even say anything to him.
Right, now back to some more music.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A couple of questions.
Yeah.
Can I just play something?
Yeah. Yeah. What do I say to him?
Hello, Director General's office.
Hello, can I speak to the Director General, please?
Who's calling, please?
It's Becky.
Okay, let me just check if he's on the line. Okay, just putting you through now.
No, here's my question. It's the most senior person in the whole of the BBC. It's Becky. Okay, just putting you through. Do you not think it would be a little bit more stringent than that, maybe?
Do you not think that I was a little bit more worried about what I was going to say to him?
I understand that you were scared.
I wasn't even listening to what that guy was saying. I just assumed that I just had to get its story straight before I got put through.
But, I mean, I know that we didn't make the call right up to the wire and you didn't know who you were going to call, but... Oh, it's Becky. Cool, yeah, putting you through.
I don't know, I thought you might have called ahead and him off.
What I also enjoyed is how...
I thought you'd be on first name terms, then, are you not?
No, not
you'd
not
be like,
really.
Hi, Mark, yeah, Scott.
Not really, no. You went in as well. Like, there was no conversation, no hi, how are you, just straight into it.
Hello.
Hello, it's out you go. I've just...
Okay.
Sorry, I was just, out you go. That's it. Push him along, Tony.
No small talk.
Go on, pigs. And you, straggler. Come on. Nice bunch of wieners there, Neil. Only the best for Bridge Farm.
Why did you not just say something a bit before that? Because, right, I'm just thinking, right? You think you are talking to the biggest, most important person at the BBC.
Yeah.
Just go straight in.
Yeah.
No chat.
No, I was so... scared. Were
you not
thinking? Just get it out there.
Yeah.
I just, like, the sooner this is over, the better. You know those really horrible things you have to do sometimes? Mm-hmm. I thought, the sooner I say these things, the sooner I can just
get off the line.
Yeah.
I very much enjoyed that. I think you'll agree it is now 1-1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris Smith off the news has joined us.
Hello.
Hiya. Becky's got a new theory.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hear her out.
About Pitbull.
Yeah, we're going to play his new song now.
I spend a lot of time thinking about Pitbull.
Don't we all?
And I've decided I don't think he's as much of a ladies' man as he claims to be.
What?
Why? I think he's never had a girlfriend. I'm just putting it out there.
Not one?
No, and do you know what? He's one of them, like Jay off the Inbetweeners, gives it all that.
Got all the talk.
Yeah, been down the caravan park and all that. He hasn't at all.
Do you not think?
I don't think he's ever done it.
So he's making it up, is what you're saying?
Do you think he actually lives with his mum?
Same, yeah.
His real name's like, you know...
Lionel.
Clyde.
Lionel? You can't be called Lionel and be Mr. Worldwide.
You can if you're American. Are you saying he's gay?
No.
Well, you're not saying that?
No, I'm just saying I don't think he's ever...
You're saying Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, might be gay?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he hasn't had a girlfriend.
Right.
Are you
that.
Saying he is?
No, not at all. I think he's for real, 100%. I think, well, all
but
women...
But there's never been any proof, though, has there?
Well, no, but, like, I think all women want him and all men want to be him.
Mm. I don't want to be him.
I do.
You'd be rubbish on the news.
It's a 305.
I would like it if Pitt did the news.
Mr. Worldwide. Right, so here is his new song with Chris Brown. Have a listen, everybody. And when he talks about all the ladies all over the world, do you think to yourself... Has he really done these things, or is he making it up? You make the choice.
I don't play football, but I've touched down everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. I don't play baseball, but I've hit a home run everywhere, everywhere. I've been to countries and cities I can't pronounce.
now. Send the places on the globe I ain't know existed. In Romania, she pulled me to the side and told me, "Pit, you can have me and my sister."
Did she though?
Never known, yeah, the women the bomb. And in Greece, you guessed it, the women is sweet. Been all around the world, but I ain't gonna lie, there's nothing like my name is heat.
Yeah, maybe I'm starting to think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Viv's been on saying, "Well, didn't Jennifer Lopez, when she came into your show, who is like his proper mate, tell Becky that if she was his girl, she'd be sharing him with a lot of ladies?" Yeah, but she's in on it as well. They're all in it together, aren't they? Oh, hi, J-Lo, Pitbull here. If you can tell everybody that I'm an international playboy, I'm just off to my mum's to get my washing done.
He's got to protect the brand, doesn't he?
Of course he has. They're all in on it together.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark's been on saying, "Pitbull says he's done it everywhere. Bet he hasn't done it on the Isle of Wight." I bet he hasn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Always awesome to play that. Beat It, Alien Ant Farm. And it was Swedish House Mafia, which was a new entry on the official chart yesterday. Antidote. Evening, this is Scott Mills. Hope you're finishing work. Long Monday.
Who are those girls on that?
Hmm?
Am I allowed to talk about that?
About the girls
the
on my... On the jingle?
The fembots.
The fembots, yeah. They're my friends.
They're weird.
Why are they weird?
Scott Mills.
BBC!
Have they got any other hits? Or do they just do your songs?
Just mostly mine. However, if they did release a song, I would buy it. Would you not? Everything they release would be brilliant.
Well, if they're your personal bots,
they're just
or
my
whatever
mates,
you
yeah.
call them,
fembots.
Why don't you sign them up and you can be their manager, you can release their material?
All right. Do you want to hear them again?
Go on then.
Are you not a fan of the fembots? Because like they,
I just
often...
need to hear more stuff.
Right, but they listen quite a lot, so don't be saying anything bad. Don't be dissing them on air because, like I said, they're friends of mine. Keep your opinions to yourself in future.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Every now and again, I like to just test you a little bit and see if you are listening as closely as I'd like you to. So congratulations to a lot of people who spotted today's deliberate mistake, including Ivan and Ross and Greg and Alex and Danielle and Dean in Scarborough and Andrew in Kilmarnock and Az from Grantham and Bex in Derby, who all spotted it. I told you that Beat It was by Alien Ant Farm. Congratulations if you correctly texted in that it was by Fallout Boy. I might do that again at some point.
Do you know what? That totally detracted from the fembots thing.
I know. More people wanted to point that out than wanted to hear new material by the Scott Mills fembots.
I know.
It was a bit like one of those competitions with the really easy answer on ITV1. I love those. They've had a really good... I can't remember what it was. They had a really good one on Take Me Out on the weekend. I would quite like to enter and just do the wrong one, just to say the wrong answer.
Why?
Just because they're so obvious.
£3.
But oh yeah. And they're so obvious.
Well, I hope no one's even going to hear that. It's not like you're ringing up a call centre person and then just going, "Ha ha, I did the wrong one." You're literally just pressing a button and like no one will ever know that you've done that apart from you.
Keeps me amused.
Yeah.
Why don't people want to hear my friends the fembots?
Well, apparently you're not meant to call them fembots.
Why?
Because a fembot is like a bit, you know, it covers lots of different things. If you're talking about a robot that's designed to be female, they need to be the Scott Mills gynoids.
Who said that?
Wikipedia.
Gynoid. I wouldn't... Would you ever buy a song by somebody called Gynoids? I wouldn't.
No, but, you know, the Scott Mills gynoids. You can be like, "Oh, did you see Scott Mills' gynoids on the lottery last week? They were amazing."
I don't think anyone wants to see my gynoids.
They are huge.
Okay, well, I'll pass that on to the fembots and let you know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was it. Loads of people are saying what the Take Me Out thing was. It was, "Let the bubble see the..."
Bath.
What?
Bath. Bubble bath.
Oh, yeah, could have been that. But that wasn't one of the options. The options were like...
Oh, do you know what? I might just phone anyway and say bath, because that would be really funny.
But only to you. Right, why are you having to go at me about that? Like that would amuse me. But only,
do you want to be there when I do it? Do you want to come round tomorrow
night
then
it's and
we'll
two
do
of
it?
Us.
And we'll ring up. Yeah. We'll use your monies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because one of the answers they gave was, "Why is this only amusing me?"
I've got no idea.
One of them was mouse. "Let the bubble see the mouse." It doesn't make sense, does it?
I'm just trying
to... So, it doesn't.
No.
But that's what I would have rang up with. Okay then.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I haven't told you about Friday night yet, have I?
No.
Oh, God. I don't know what it is with me and this, because it's happened before with my dad, when my dad was in hospital having, like, a knee operation. So, I go to visit a friend in hospital on Friday night, who's just had an operation, just to say hello and offer my support. It was really nice, actually. It was, like, a new bit of the hospital. So, like, the room where the bed was, that my friend was in, had, like, almost like an ensuite loo.
Oh, yeah.
Quite good, actually. So you got, like, his bed there and then another room with the loo in. Massive. It had, like, big mirror on the... like, full-length mirror. Well, good.
Just what you need when you're having an operation.
I know. Check yourself out. Have a look at your stitches.
Wow, I look so hot in this gown that opens the back and flashes my bum.
Yeah, what is it with those?
I don't know.
Have you ever worn one?
Yeah, loads.
So have I. It's really uncomfortable. Well, not uncomfortable. It's just like, okay, you can see it.
You worry about your back fat, don't you?
Absolutely. Anyway, so I'm in the loo, do that, and then obviously you've got an option, haven't you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I did it again, and I don't know why. And it's not that thing of like, oh, it's a red button, so I need to push it. There's a long chain that hangs down.
Mm, the emergency cord.
That's right. It's red. Mm. It couldn't look any more emergency.
And it's less like a flush.
No, but I did this with my dad before, like a year ago. Do you remember? I did it again. I even scoped it out for about 10 seconds. I was like, where's the flush? Yeah, that's definitely it. And pulled it. I really did think it was that.
And did you get the attention you so urgently craved?
Well, at least six nurses.
Because you only do it to sign more autographs, don't you?
No, I don't. At least six nurses rushed to my aid and they were banging on the door. You're right in there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sorry. It was a mistake.
I didn't do it for attention. It was awful.
I hope you'd put it away before they came in.
I did. Well, no. The thing is, I was going, I'm fine. I'm fine. But I knew, I was just putting it off. I knew that as soon as I had to open the door, I would have to face the music because I knew there was going to be loads of people there. So then I had to do the walk of shame out of the loo with at least six nurses and about two doctors there going, oh dear, oh dear. And they were really nice about it. Oh my God, they were super quick. I mean, they were there within seconds. As soon as I pulled it.
What a surprise. An emergency cord.
I know, but
pull
this
it
was
and
like,
people come running.
But it was almost like. Like, literally as soon as I pulled it, they were there.
Do you think...
So, fast response time. Fair play to them.
You know what happened is they'd seen you walk in to visit your mate. They're like, oh, here we go. Might as well just wait outside. He's going to pull the cord.
He's done it before.
They've been in the bedroom the whole time just waiting
for
you.
He's got previous.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I think they should just make them look less like a toilet chain and then there wouldn't be any problem. No, because it does. It's chain-like, isn't it? But just red. Okay, I have no excuses for what I've done. And I'm sorry for wasting the nurse's time. I'm really sorry. But that was a walk of shame. Normally the walk of shame is you know, when you've done something else and then you have to walk home
when
with everybody.
When you pull something different.
Yeah, when you have to walk home with everyone looking at you. But there are definitely different walks of shame. I'd actually quite like to hear if you've done one of these. 81199 for a different one. Like, for example, the walk of shame when you're the last person on the plane and they all look at you and sometimes slow clap you because they've been calling your name in the airport for the last 10 minutes and then you literally are the last one on before they close the doors. That's a walk of shame. Mm. That's awful. That's happened to me so many times. And once, a couple of years ago, the lady actually went on the tannoy. Oh, we've got Scott Mills on board! As I was walking up, you know, and you have to see everyone's face. Because normally, it was one of those ones where you don't get a seat. You just have to kind of get on and hope for the best. So I had to walk right to the back of the plane. So absolutely everybody saw me.
Speedy boarding didn't work for you that day, did it?
Nope.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many alternative walk of shames are coming in.
Oh, this one is awful from Josh. Final award ceremony of secondary school.
Oh, hang on. No, I think he's on the phone.
Oh.
Josh!
Hello.
You beat me to it.
You tell it. Go on.
Yeah, it was in my year 11 Leavers awards or whatnot. I wasn't actually expecting to get any awards. I was out playing in a house band.
What are you playing in the house band?
I play the bass, as it happens.
Okay.
Playing cheesy rubbish. I get called out for an award, and I go for a big leap off the stage.
Weren't expecting that.
And no, still half asleep, caught a monitor or something and fell off the stage onto my face in front of my entire year.
Sure. And then the walk of shame was?
I collected the awards and then had to loop back to on the stage, kind of pull myself back up and then sit there for another half an hour until the end of it.
Yeah.
In front of the whole class.
Everyone looking at you thinking, that's the one that just fell off the stage.
Yeah, it's probably one of the last times I saw a lot of people that I spent my childhood with, I guess.
Is that embarrassing thing where you had to pull yourself back up onto the stage and then get the award? And then, but you couldn't even, like, escape from the walk of shame because you had to sit there through the rest of the gig, the concert?
On the side of the stage that everyone's looking at.
Amazing.
Great.
Good story, Josh. Love you, bye.
Cheers, love you too.
Is Hannah on the phone?
Let me just check. Hi, Hannah.
No,
you're good.
Good. She hates going late into the cinema and making the entire row stand up after the film has started.
I hate that as well.
To top it all off, knocking over someone's popcorn.
Yeah, or I just stand on their toes, which they don't like. I don't mean to do it, obviously. But yeah.
I thought you were like tiptoeing up, trying to get them.
I'm going to get her. I'm going to get her toes. No, that's awkward.
Walk out of the head teacher's office after being sent there. John in North Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah, everyone's looking.
I never went there. I'm such a swot.
You are such a swot. Seriously.
Never had a detention.
We were talking about, like, Greg was in the studio earlier and he had his head down and it looked like he was, like, writing lines out in detention. I was like, bet you've never had detention, have you, Becky? You don't even know what that's like.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Earlier, I had a bit of a weird phone call. So thanks for that, guys. Cheers. It was someone claiming to be pop star Ed Sheeran. I couldn't really hear it that well because it was outside. It was strange because I didn't think it sounded like Ed Sheeran, but they were saying it was Ed Sheeran. But the voice was actually me. But like I said, I couldn't really hear it that well. I do feel like a muppet now, properly. What the team had done here had taken some clips from my show on Friday, last Friday, and were just playing them down the phone to me. So I was actually calling myself. We haven't done this for ages and ages and ages. We used to do it a fair bit. So for how many Scott Mills points do we think for this? I think quite a lot. Maybe more than your average 10. I would say 30 Scott Mills points you can have if you need to get some in your life. How long would I stay on the phone just talking to myself? So these are clips from the show on Friday, which they were playing down the line to me. You're just making me feel stupid a lot at the moment.
How do you know it was us?
Well, who else would it be?
I'm going to say... You said a long time. I'm going to say a minute and a half.
1 minute 30, you're saying?
That is a long time in a conversation, though.
It really is. Let me know what you think on 81199, Twitter at BBCR1, Radio 1 on Facebook. So here is somebody claiming to be Ed Sheeran, clearly me, calling myself. Rubbish.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Yes.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Hello.
This is Ed Sheeran.
Is it? Hi, Ed.
Braveheart.
How are you?
Drunk.
You're drunk again?
Having a couple of cans. What are you doing?
I've just ordered a sandwich.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it just egg yolks?
It's chicken.
Do you regret it at all?
Do I regret the sandwich?
That's you!
Bless you.
What are you doing today?
Got my show to do.
Did you make any money?
Sorry?
Love me! That's you!
Bless you.
You... Sweaty cheese face.
What?
Sweaty cheese face.
Who is this?
What do you think? You threw pants at me.
I don't honestly know what you're talking about.
I think that's rude. Ollie Murs.
It's not Ollie Murs.
Is the right answer.
Is this me?
Kiss me. It's quite dirty, I like it.
This is my voice.
I know.
This is my voice.
Yeah. Sweaty cheese face.
Right, I might go now.
Right, you got a sandwich out of it and you had a lovely day.
This is really weird.
That's you.
Well,
it's good to speak to you, Scott.
I can't believe it took me so long. I can't believe it took me so long to work that out.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Bye, you weirdos. Bye.
Achoo! Sweaty cheese face. Brilliant. Thanks for that. Good. So, to be fair, I did... Are we saying from when I hung up? Yeah, we are. Even though I did obviously realise a lot before that. Well, a few seconds. So, yeah. 2:21.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Do you want 30 Scotsman's points just for yourself? For the shame.
Am I allowed to win them?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to get Scott Mills points?
Yeah, of course you are. I suppose you haven't been, like, sneakily giving yourself some every day.
Because, actually, that is prone to kind of... What's the word?
Fixing it?
Yeah, fixing
abuse?
It. Abuse. Abuse, yeah. Because I could, like, give them to myself willy-nilly whenever I wanted.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe you haven't done it.
Yeah. Anyway, if you said 2:21 that I talked to myself with clips of myself, give yourself 30 well-earned Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was thinking exactly the same thing when I was driving home from our boys' swimming lesson today, and I was listening to your show. And I was amazed that Becky got put through to the Director General of the BBC by just saying it's Becky.
I know.
And I was just thinking, God, I mean, that's very, very good promo for the BBC, isn't it?
It really is.
That you can just reach out to the Director General and just say, it's Gary! And you're like...
Putting you through.
It's part of my duty as Director General of the BBC to answer any and every call from every member of the licence fee-paying public.
I just speak to everybody.
G'day. How's it going, man?
All right, good, thank you.
I was, like, still in character as if I was talking to the Director General. I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Gary, how are you? What would you like to ask me today? I'm still in character, by the way. I'm not genuinely asking you. So what's been happening? That
today,
is me genuinely asking you now. I'm back in the real world.
Becky got through to the Director General.
But that didn't happen, did it?
That didn't happen.
Because I listened to the show, so you can't fool me.
They called me with clips of myself from Friday's show, so I was talking to myself. I didn't actually realise.
Hang on.
Standard.
How can you not know that you're not talking to you?
Because I was outside, and it was... quite a bad... Well, I couldn't really hear it. And it was me from the Friday show going, it's Ed Sheeran. So I'm answering the phone going, hello. And then it goes, it's Ed Sheeran. And I'm like, but it doesn't sound like Ed Sheeran, but he's saying that it's Ed Sheeran, but it was me.
But it just serves the cliche, the purpose that we as radio DJs don't really think about what we're saying.
True that.
And or listen.
To ourselves.
To ourselves.
All right.
Or, in fact, anybody that we work with.
Hmm.
Or, in fact, and possibly anyone that we know.
Yeah, we don't listen to anyone.
It just goes towards...
I'm not even listening now.
...cementing the fact that we as broadcasters are...
Pardon? Oh, this punchline on this one's going to be amazing.
Stupid!
Yeah, it's me.
I'm talking about... I'm including myself in this.
You're not stupid.
I'm accusing you. Thank you.
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.